Yes,
Hello.
Mr. and Mrs. Wingo. This is Tiona calling with Emergency Roadside.
This is who?
This is Emergency Roadside Assistance.
Oh, okay. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I have not yet found the address of the place where we're going to take it to because I went by one place on the way home. And he's talking about four thousand. He said, it could be you just need a strain or in fluid or something. He said, but we'll have to check it first. I said, well, I'm finna call somewhere else tomorrow because that was one place. And so I'm calling some places before I take it somewhere because when we take it somewhere, we want to be able to leave it there. You know when we're taking it here, especially since we can't drive it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
But will you leave it open for me, see, I can, and you can call me tomorrow.
Okay, I'll leave it open
if
for you.
Think, yeah. I go to work in the morning at 8 o'clock. I tell you what, I did go by Miller's myself today. The ride stopped me by there. And when the man said $4,000, I said, what? I said, well, we ain't probably, this ain't going to be one of the prospects. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. So, and what time did you want us to call tomorrow?
You can call me tomorrow. I'm trying to think. What about, what time did I call you today? 11:30, so work at 12.
5:28 right now.
No, I mean, what time was it the day when I called? Because that was a good time for me. Well, what I tell you what, we do lunch at 10:30, 11. If you could call me by 11:30, 11:30, or 12, are you there or is that your lunch? I'm going to call your lunch.
Well, I would place it on my board and someone would dispatch it for you because I don't work tomorrow.
You don't work tomorrow? Do you come back the next day?
I do.
Okay, well, call me then. Because if I get something by tomorrow, I'll call in and tell them to look for Joshua, her stuff. But I can find nothing but until Friday because they told me to call around some places and try to get the best price. So when I take it there, we don't know where we're going to leave it because, see, I'm going to have to leave it. I ain't going to be taking it here and there and yonder, especially having it towed. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You're right.
I'm just trying to get the best price. I called that when I went by Miller's. I said, did you say 4,000? He said, yes, between 4,000 to 5,000 if you're going to need it. I said, you don't have a used money. And he was, yeah, he said,
that's
transmission.
A whole new car. Yeah.
And that's what he said. So he said, and I looked, he said, now it may not be a whole transmission. You might just have this part and that part. And he said, but you never know. And it's $165 for just them to check it. I think that's kind of, well, we knew they were high, but they do good work. $165 to check it. Then he could tell me, you know, depending. I said, well, what's the highest? He said, between 4,000 and 5,000, and maybe a little more if you cut you down to Akron. And I said, okay, thank you. And I come on up out of there and said, shut up. So I'm going to call some other places, at least two. I don't know places to call. That's my thing that works on transmissions. Everybody can't work on Acura transmission. But what I think I'm going to do, Mr. Joshua, is call the Acura place. If I'm going to pay that kind of money, I need to take it to the Acura dealership and just get a price from them. Because, see, my other place that works on my car, the man that works on transmission is no longer there. And she said, I don't have anybody here to work on a transmission for. And a lot of places don't work on transmission. And I said, okay. So I got to find a place that know what they're doing, but at a cheap price. I'm just trying to run that through because I don't have that kind of money, you know?
Right.
I work at a daycare, and I'm sitting with folks. I tell folks I need transportation, but I can't afford to go just, you know, head over heels paying something. The car is it's a 2004, you know, I don't put that kind of money in it either, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and we ain't making no number of pennies at the daycare. But just to tell you the truth, I mean, I'm just trying to get back. So, if you're not going to be there tomorrow, I can call in if I find a place. But if not, call me Friday when you get in. About, because I'm going to work till 11:30 Friday. I'm going to work till 11:30. I got an appointment. I got this cold and stuff going on. I'm going to get my appointment. Then I got to get my refrigerator fixed. And then got to come out and check. Everything seems to be happening, don't it? But that's okay. I believe Jesus Christ don't fix it. And what I'm going to do is call me at 11 o'clock or 10:30 Friday if I haven't called you. And if I call you all day, I tell them to look up your stuff. Put it in your data so you'll have my stuff. Can you put it in the data machine?
Now, I'll place it on. Yes, ma'am. I'll place it on the board for you. Now, if it's not me that you speak with, they should still be able to assist you, okay?
Okay. Yeah, put it somewhere where they can find my stuff, if you know, like my number, whatever they're going to need from me. Or I ain't going to say, just put my account number somewhere because I don't want my other stuff out there.
Okay.
And I'll tell them that Ms. Joshua has been helping so you can get credit for it. But I probably won't know a lot tomorrow. And the reason why is because I'm going to try to call places to compare the prices. And I will wait till Friday till you come in before I have it taken somewhere. Because wherever I take it, that's where I'm going to have to leave it. I ain't going to be flying around here and there and other places. You know, I'm going to have to take it wherever the lowest price is.
Oh.
And I don't know but two places to call. And I don't call those two. So I'm going to have to ask around town and find out who else really works on transmissions and do a good job.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
I do. Now, you did speak with Jocelyn earlier. My name is Tiona.
Oh, Tiona?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Keona.
Tiona with a T.
Okay, Tiona. Okay, Tiona. So I'll actually speak to you?
Yes,
when
ma'am.
I call
if you,
you.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, but if you don't speak with me, they should still be able to assist you, though.
Okay. Well, tell her to put your name down somewhere on stuff, and I'll tell them Tiona because I might forget your name, but I do know Joshua.
Okay.
I remember that. And then you can just put your name on the data sheet or whatever, paper or whatever, and that way I'll make sure I contact her. Okay.
All right.
Or she going to have you call me tomorrow.
Say that one more time.
Are you going to call me tomorrow or do you want me to just call her back Friday? I'm on the phone. I don't know why you're over there in Philly.
Now, I did put it on the board to give you a call on Friday, so that should be
okay,
fine.
That's good. That's good. Okay. All right. About 10:30. Let's 10:30. Say 10:30 or 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
Have a good rest of your
okay.
evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.